Thank you. We're joined as usual by University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Hello, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
Scott McKay is away this week. Filling in for him is WPRI.com digital reporter Dan McGowan. Thanks for joining us, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
And we're pleased to welcome as our guest the chief of staff for Governor Gina Raimondo, Stephen Newman. Thank you for being here, Steve.
Thanks for having me, Ian.
A state police review finds that the Cranston Police Department was plagued by problems, including political interference, by Mayor Alan Fung. The mayor has cited confidentiality concerns in declining to release the state police report, at least for now. So, Maureen, does the public interest in these findings outweigh the privacy concerns cited by Mayor Fung?
Well, I think there's a real public interest in getting to the bottom of this, and they can certainly redact the parts of the report that deal with confidentiality. The fact here is that Mayor Fung was riding a tiger. It was clear that there were a lot of problems in the police department. The attempt to stave off some internal investigations during the campaign prompted him to ask for a state police investigation, and he got more than he bargained for, and now he's got to deal with it.
Steve Newman, as the governor's chief of staff, you're a student of crisis management and political communication. What is your evaluation of this situation?
Well, listen, this is all a conduct that occurred before Governor Raimondo became governor and Mayor Fung asked for the investigation before the governor became governor, and particularly because of the history, the fact that Mayor Fung and Governor Raimondo faced off. It's an issue that's we've been sensitive about and have really left it to the Rhode Island State Police, and thankfully that's such a professional reputation. The State Police has such a professional reputation that I'll certainly leave all that to Mayor Fung and to the State Police.
I'm curious, Steve, have you read the report?
I have not.
Dan McGowan, the State Police say it cost them $500,000 to complete this report. Certainly many Cranstonians are interested in the findings. How do you see this affecting Mayor Fung in the long term?
I think there's no question that it hurts them, and we're still at a point, as Maureen said, we've only seen the beginning. We've only seen the letter. There are things, a lot of people think this is an issue about the ticket scandal, but there's lots more in there. We're talking mistreatment of employees, promotions issues. So I do think, I think you reported this weekend that Mayor Fung's going to have a Democratic opponent, I think he's going to be a formidable force. It's going to be tough to, it's tough to explain yourself to voters in this case.
Financing has been completed for the $220 million South Street Landing Project in Providence. Plans call for a joint URI-RIC nursing school, offices for Brown University, student housing, and a new garage. Most significantly, the funding source for completing the deal is the Baltimore company proposing a major life sciences park for the former I-195 land, Wexford Science and Technology. Steve Newman, is this a signal that Wexford plans to go ahead with its own plans for the 195 land?
Well, we're very excited about it. For the governor's principal focus is turning this economy around, getting people back to work and making sure that everybody can make it in Rhode Island. And so the idea of having Wexford come in and provide a life science center on the 195 land is very exciting. And the investment that they're making in the South Street Station, I think, is important for two reasons. Number one, it shows that they have resources, and that's important in order to complete the kind of life sciences center. And second, it demonstrates a commitment to Providence, a commitment to Rhode Island, and a commitment to that region. And so we remain hopeful that'll work out.
Dan McGowan, you keep a close eye on Providence politics, and the city recently approved a tax stabilization approach. Do you think that will have the desired effect of sparking development on the 195 land?
I think the idea and the hope that Wexford comes in and makes this project and makes the life sciences complex project happen, and then of course the South Street Power Station happen, I think that's actually a bigger win for the city, and that's more likely to entice developers. The tax stabilization agreement certainly helps, but lots of cities offer tax stabilization agreements. The city needed something to show, and this could be a big win for them.
Maureen, what do you make of Wexford Science and the developer of South Street Landing teaming up?
Well, I think it's very interesting because there are certainly interlocking elites here in the sense that a lot of these people are on the same page. And what I find interesting about Wexford is they came out early on, if you recall, and said the baseball stadium was okay with them. And that was a surprise to me, given my expectation about the character of the place. So it's very interesting to me, given this tax stabilization, given the two-tier system, which of course would fit in to the design, how this is going to affect the stadium quest to get it there.
Well, speaking of the stadium, the Pawtucket Red Sox are inviting reporters and community leaders to join them on a trip next week to Durham, North Carolina. The idea is to highlight the impact of a minor league ballpark there. Steve Newman, where do things stand in talks between the state and the Paw Sox about this stadium proposal?
You know, the Paw Sox have said that if they're not able to build a new stadium in downtown Providence, that they're going to leave the state. Governor Raimondo has said that she wants to keep the Paw Sox in Rhode Island, and in addition, that she, all else being equal, likes the idea of a multi-use ballpark in downtown Providence. The real question is whether or not there's an agreement that can be worked out that is fair and a good deal for the taxpayers, and efforts are underway. Chairman Azrak of the 195 Commission, along with Secretary Pryor, are leading discussions with the Paw Sox, and I think we'll see whether or not something can be worked out that's fair for the citizens.
The thinking is the state's trying to get to a so-called revenue-neutral approach. Is that correct, and is that something the governor would support?
Well, I think it's clear that we want something that works for the citizens of Rhode Island, and if the Paw Sox were to leave, that would certainly have an adverse impact on revenue. And if we do keep minor league baseball in Rhode Island, that impacts revenue. And so the fact that there will be additional resources from a team there is an important component of whether or not a deal can be worked out.
The interesting thing to me about this is they're working together on a deal. So it's not like the Paw Sox are going to come up with an offer and the state is going to accept it or reject it. It's kind of like they're all going to get together and ultimately elites are going to agree. And the question on that is, how does the public buy into that?
Well, I think that it's an open question whether or not there's ultimately going to be an agreement that works for the Paw Sox and works for the state. And I think that's to be determined. And I think that in the event that an agreement is reached with Chairman Azrak and other principal leaders of the state, then there'll have to be a process to try and convince the citizens of Rhode Island that this is a worthwhile investment for the state and for Providence.
I'm curious, so you're with your expertise in politics in the past and everything, what do you think of the process that the Paw Sox are taking, you know, going on tour and trying to convince people when, you know, they're really being met with lots of pushback?
Well, look, I understand that folks are have concerns, and I understand the thing about that taxpayers want to make sure that they're being treated fairly. And so I certainly see the work that the Paw Sox are doing. From our perspective, you know, one of the things that we're principally focused on is how to grow the economy in Rhode Island. And so, you know, later today, the governor's going to be announcing massive changes to workforce development and her Real Jobs Rhode Island plan, which is changing the way we do workforce development by making it more employer-centered and having employers help design some of the workforce training systems so we can train Rhode Islanders for jobs that actually exist.
Well, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Chief of Staff for Governor Gina Raimondo, Stephen Newman.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here.
Dan McGowan from Channel 12.
Thank you.
And Maureen.
Thank you.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.
Major funding for Political Roundtable is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.